1 Thessalonians 4, 13-18 says this, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." Drake will be missed. Long after the memorial service, when all our family and friends have gone, we will have to face this grief alone. And for many of us in that moment, there is a great fear because we don't know if we can do it. But we must make room to grieve. Ungrieved losses can be like a toxic waste that exists beneath the surface and over time can truly cause lasting harm and damage to our souls. We must do what Jesus instructs us to do and take time to care for our hearts. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life." Well, how do we do this? First, be honest with yourself. Take time to feel your feelings. Identify them. Own them. And surrender them to Jesus. Be kind to yourself. Don't be hard on yourself for being sad. Healthy grieving brings healing and release. Grief can come at the most inopportune times. Give yourself grace. And third, be patient with yourself. Make room for transitions in life. Now, I once heard it said that grief is like having a house full of all these different things that you own, and that house burns down. And later, as you rebuild and you have a home, and there are times where you go to reach for something and it's not there, and you realize, oh, that was in the house. And that's like grief. There's times in our life where we reach for something or a memory, and we realize, oh, they're not here. And we feel that grief afresh in our hearts. But one thing at a time, as we allow our grief to form us, it will form us into a deeper, more loving, an intentional person, appreciating all that life offers us. And then we must grieve in community. Grief in isolation can lead to dark places. Together with others, we remember and thank God for the time we had together and for the time to come, even celebrating his homecoming. Find someone to share your feelings with. And in turn, let us all be real and honest with each other. We don't have to hide our grief. Let's be kind to one another and show patience for one another in this process. Although this is difficult, our grief is not all sadness. It's also full of hope and celebrating. A hope that we will see our loved ones again. And the promise of him and being with Jesus. The Bible is clear in its promise that for those who know Christ as Savior, we will be with him immediately after death. When Jesus spoke to the thief crucified next to him, Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Drake breathed his last and he departed this world, only to step into a glorious and wonderful paradise awaiting him because of his faith and his trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior. I don't want you to misunderstand me here today. The grief of a believer is very real, but that grief is very short-lived. Why? It is simply because we have the knowledge that our loved one is with Jesus and is now no longer suffering the pain and difficulties they had in this world. We know that our lost loved one is in a better place, but we still grieve because we will no longer see them in this physical world, but must wait patiently to see them again in heaven. Yes, we grieve, but with a great deal of hope because of Jesus. Our grief does not overwhelm us because Christ is our strength and Christ is our peace in these times of difficulty. John 14:1-3 says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So we celebrate his life, we grieve his loss, and ultimately throughout this process, we find comfort in Jesus and in one another. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Romans 5:5. Many of you may want to have this same hope. This hope is found in Jesus. He loves you deeply and doesn't want you to grieve alone or go through the hardship of this life alone. He wants to comfort you, care for you, and just be near to you. Scripture says that God is near to the brokenhearted. Just know that at any time, you can say yes to Jesus. Invite him into your life. Surrender to his loving care and direction, and he will meet you right where you are and walk alongside you in this life. Whether you know Jesus or not, my prayer is for his love to pour over you in this moment and to give you an eternal hope that can't be touched by the pain of this world. Let's pray. Father, we ask for your grace and for your strength. Lord, your promise is that your grace is sufficient for us, that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so, Lord, we come to you as broken and weak and grieving. And we ask, God, that you be strong for us. Lord, will you be a refuge, a strong tower that we can run into and find safety? Lord, will you comfort every heart here today? Pour out your love on every single person sitting in this place. Overwhelm them with your care and with your nearness. Lord, we thank you for your promise that you never leave us. You never forsake us. Help us to be honest with ourselves. Lord, help us to be kind to ourselves, to be patient with ourselves, and to grieve in community with each other. We love you. We thank you, God, for Drake's life. Lord, thank you for the opportunity that we've had to know him and the blessing and gift that his life was. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With this time, we invite you, if you are able, to come and share your condolences with the family. We're going to have a receiving line, and if you can, make your way kind of around the chairs here, and they're here on the front row, and you can make your way across and share your condolences with them. Thank you all for coming.